Man, I just flew over the zoo. Those animals are just doing everything they can to stay cool.
And I, but you know what? I never thought about that.
The hippos in the water.
Yeah.
The zookeepers in the water. The monkeys are in the water.
Water. Everything's. I don't. Hold on a minute, please. Come in. Hello. Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the salesman that sells from both sides of the desk.
Sam from sales.
Yeah.
Sam, how are you, bud? Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. What's going on, bud?
Well, you know, I heard you talking about the zoo. It's strange. You should bring that up.
What do you mean?
Why?
Well, I got a call from my cousin. Looks
Let
like
me
he's
slow up here. We got a lot of
okay,
air
yeah,
noise.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Looks like he's gonna be home for a few days.
Your
nothing,
cousin?
Nothing serious. He works out at the zoo, Dallas Zoo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But he's getting a well-deserved rest.
Oh, well, oh very okay. good.
He's a big wheel there in the veterinary medicine department.
Wow.
Chief of the PC division.
The PC division.
Parasite control.
Parasite control.
Well, I guess I gotta have that.
Well, yeah. You know, the zoo's so big that they got so many veterinarians out there that mm-hmm. they specialize. You know,
yeah.
some just handle ear, nose, and throat,
right.
and pediatrics,
uh-huh.
and,
sure.
and that type of stuff. And if any animal comes down with worms, well, they call my cousin Marlin.
Marlin?
Marlin?
Marlin Pokins.
Marlin Pokins.
Marlin Pokins,
oh.
yeah.
Okay.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, one of the elephants had worms.
Oh.
Okay.
That is a bad day.
Oh, he got an emergency call. You know, he uh-huh. ran down there and confirmed the zookeeper's suspicions.
This, yeah.
This big old pachyderm was dragging its butt across the parking lot. There, you know?
Oh, come on. They don't do they do
Just
that?
Just like a dog, you know. Tore up 60 feet of asphalt. Destroyed two Toyotas. Really shook up a ticket taker named Margaret out there. She was really upset, so he checked the situation out, decided uh-huh. what he had to be done.
And yeah.
So he climbed into his wetsuit there, you know. And
oh, yuck.
Checked his oxygen, and
uh-huh.
got his croquet mallet,
uh-huh.
a super soaker,
uh-huh.
half a cup of diazinon,
uh-huh.
three bungee cords,
uh-huh.
a 4 feet piece of concrete sewage pipe,
uh-huh.
a miner's helmet,
uh-huh.
a Bible,
uh-huh.
and a two-way radio. Waved goodbye to his co-workers and went in.
Okay. Oh, I could just see that.
Oh, it was a brutal thing. You
I
know?
Bet it was.
After a few hours, he radioed the okay signal, you
uh-huh.
know.
Uh-huh.
Had terminated the parasites in
All
there.
All right, very good.
And was ready to come out.
Uh-huh. uh-huh.
He said this is a part of the job that, well, he doesn't really look forward to this part, you know.
Yeah?
The coming out's not as easy as the going in.
Oh, I hear. Is that right?
Okay.
What they do is they hooked up a fire hose uh-huh. to the elephant's trunk
uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
and turned that mother on.
Oh,
oh
no.
And they flush him out, huh?
Uh-huh.
Said there was a gurgling sound,
uh-huh.
a strangled scream,
uh-huh.
and a... and out shot Marlin. I mean,
how'd that go? How'd that go, Sammy?
Just like that. Out he came. They had to hose him off and get him to a depressurization chamber, you know? You get the bins being in there for that
yeah,
long, Jack.
That's
you know?
How they clean them out.
He's a little tired, doing a lot better now, but
uh-huh.
still has
Good.
Nightmares about the ejection.
I hear you. He's selling tonight.
A little frightening.
You know, you uh-huh. two are two of the...